Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Santa baby, slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby. I'm hurried down the chimney tonight.
Welcome back to News Radio 92.3. I am Rusty Branch sitting in for Andrew McKay, and alongside of me is the one and only Al Stout. Hey Al, how you doing?
Hey Rusty, I am fantastic. It is great to be here this morning. I love this format. I love talk radio. I love you, brother.
Oh, that's good. I love you too, man.
Thanks.
Speaking of love, I just have to tell one story. Al told a story earlier, if you missed it, of his Dutch heritage. Al has other talents, however. And, you know, as you have kids in those tween years, you don't want to give them cell phones, right, with full access. So you give them, like, tablets or something where they can do a little something, watch something, and play games. But you log in with your login so that you can make sure you see what they're doing. And Al and I used to go to breakfast together a lot. We were part of a men's group. And one day, he texted me and asked what I was doing over the weekend and see if we wanted to get together. And I didn't see that, but my 12-year-old daughter did. And she had been conditioned by her grandmothers, who are Facebook grandmas, right? They see that kids can be put into the sex trade just by looking out a window or something, right? Like, I know that's a real sex trade is real. I'm not making light of that, but there is an overselling of it amongst grandmas sometimes. And so my daughter responded to Al and said, who is this? And he says, well, you know me. I'm Big Al, the kid's pal.
Big Al, the kiddies pal.
And so she comes running.
Thinking it was Rusty, not his daughter.
She comes running into my room thinking she's fixing to be abducted over the phone, right? And so it is a story that lives in infamy, maybe, in our home.
Yes. I think she blocked me, too, didn't she?
Yeah, because you were texting me. That's how I found out. I think that it was actually you. Long time ago, and she's over the trauma, and the counseling has gone well since then. But Al, glad to have you here this morning. You know, Al, just when it was safe, right, just when it was safe to go back to our mailbox, right, we could check the mail and not have 27... you know, flyers, political ads, and those sorts of things. We thought political season was over. Yeah. President Trump starts appointing, and next thing you know, Matt Gaetz is appointed and then withdraws. But there is a congressional special election, and boy, the mailboxes are filling up again. What do you think?
Just in a couple weeks, we have the primaries, right? So we have a Democrat and Republican primary. So the House of Representatives, it's required to have an actual election. I think the Senate for Marco Rubio, so you can appoint somebody if somebody gets put in there.
Right? Yeah, which is one thing that, you know, historically that's how it worked.
Right.
Well, was it the 18th or 19th Amendment we changed where you would vote for Senate? Because the Senate was always supposed to represent the state not the citizens necessarily, the state. So the country of Mexico has a representative in D.C. advocating for the country. The state of New Mexico does not.
Right, yes.
Right? So, but governors can appoint senators, but we have to have special elections for the people's house.
Right, yes. So we now are being flooded with advertisements for those who can afford them, which is probably three of them, I think, probably can afford the mailers.
Three of the 43 that have entered the race?
Right, yes. So, and that's the only reason I know about them is because they show up in my mailbox every single day. So,
yeah. So who is it? You've got a list. I think we've got a few names. There's some that are familiar to us, some that aren't so much.
So Aaron Dimmick, the director of leadership programs for the University of West Florida.
And Aaron ran against Matt Gaetz in the primary.
Yes.
That's why we know that name.
Yeah. And then the other big name, Jimmy Patronis.
Yeah.
Who CFO. Is CFO for the state of Florida.
Yeah. And the fire marshal.
Oh, wow.
For the whole state. Yeah. That's part of, I don't know. Yep.
I have just become familiar with the fire regulations as we're doing some work on a church building that we just purchased. And then the only other person that I know personally is Greg Merck, who was a father at the school where my kids and some of my grandkids went to. So,
all right.
So, and he was a B1 bomber pilot.
Oh.
So.
Wow.
If I had to vote just on coolest job.
Yeah.
The B-1 bomber pilots.
Yeah, because Jimmy Petronas was, he runs restaurants in Panama City. I mean, they're good. Don't get me wrong. They're good restaurants. So, yeah, if you're just voting on job choice. So before this sort of settled out, I think there was probably, not exaggerating, 30, 40 people that were going to jump into this race. And it was just going to be an absolute traffic jam. Speaking of traffic jams.
That's pretty good. Segues are awesome.
I'm sagging here.
I know, right? Well, yeah. The good news is no accidents to let you know about or slowdowns. I-10, I-110, even through the construction zones are looking good this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks, John. Man, traffic's going well. This is Christmas season. And so of those names, probably the most familiar to us at large is CFO Jimmy Petronas because of his statewide elected position. We've seen him on the ballot before. I think Aaron Dimmick would be a name that people would remember because of the amount of ads that were run during the Republican primary. Yeah. For the seat that Congressman Gates just gave up. And if you remember, he was in a little bit of a battle with McCarthy, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were spending a lot of big D.C. money to try to attack Matt because Matt had attacked him in his leadership position.
Yes.
And so they were supportive of Aaron. But, CFO Petronas, he's interesting. He's done a great job, I think, as CFO. He's represented our state well. As a matter of fact, during COVID, we had some concerns as a hotel industry, and that's the business I work in every day. And we ended up in a situation where he was the only person that probably could help us in a scenario. And so somebody said, you should try to reach out. Well, I don't really know the CFO, but I knew a few people that might could get a number. Well, lo and behold, in the middle of the chaos that was COVID, he called us, our company, and listened to our issues and did something about it within a few hours. It had to do with some national lenders and kind of how they were treating things, not the way that, local banks would treat you.
Right.
It was very distant, and he just kind of said, used his bully pulpit in a way that was very productive. And so I've always had affinity for him. Certainly, he's been in the restaurant business, which hotel restaurant is certainly something, a space I know about. So there's some affinity, but President Trump endorsed him.
Yeah,
and that's got to be pretty powerful, you think?
Oh, I think so. Yeah, I think especially in today's culture, I think in the way that the President Trump won the election this past November, I think of all the people who've withdrawn or declined to run, I think most of them have also nominated or endorsed the Petronas as well. So Michelle Salzman endorsed him. Frank White endorsed him as well. So I think of the people that we know, they've endorsed. I think is it Rudman, commissioner, former commissioner? He's still in the race, right? Is that Rudman?
Yeah, Joe Rudman. He was a House member from the 3rd District, so was a Florida House member, and he's resigned that seat.
Yes. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yep. And so
So he's still in the race.
Yes, he's in the race. I think Gene Valentino.
Oh, Gene Valentino. That's
he was a commissioner here in Escambia County. Yeah, Gene has done some podcasting work. He's had some tech businesses. Was a commissioner here for 2 or 3 terms. So I think he did, an admirable job there. I don't remember. That was a little bit before my time. I was not going to commission meetings as frequently.
Right.
For a season of my life, I went to every one of them. That was my job to sit there. And I will tell you, if you go to the county commission meetings, they have church pews for seats. So if you have children in youth sports, especially basketball or volleyball, and you have some of those fold-out seats, you may want to bring those if you ever go to the county commission meeting. Yeah, they're a little bit more comfortable. Well, what about on the Senate side? Is there anything, any names that jump out to you there?
Oh, man, I don't know. I Matt Gaetz, I've heard of him, might be thinking about running. I don't know of anybody else that might want to be take over from Rubio. I don't even know.
Yeah. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and when we get back from that break, we'll talk a little bit about some names I know and some interesting. So let's take a break.
As a Christian, I absolutely love Christmas. I love to read Isaiah 7:14, where the Bible indicates that a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel, which is God with us. Further, I love that Isaiah 9:6 gives us more names for the Christ child. The Emmanuel is the one who is Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. I love that Micah 5:2 prophesies that the Christ would be born in Bethlehem, and hundreds of years later, and as a result of the decree by Caesar Augustus, in obedience to the census, Joseph and Mary are forced to travel to Bethlehem, and that's where Jesus was born. Where he was born, Bethlehem, and how he was born through virgin conception are truly Christmas miracles. Let these Christmas truths strengthen your faith. I'm James Johnson for Strength for Life, and I hope you have a very Merry Christmas.
Find the perfect gift for every gun enthusiast at Jim's Firearms. From the precision-loving sharpshooter to the adventure-ready outdoorsman, they've got something for everyone. Equip Mr. Tactical with the latest accessories or surprise the concealed carrier with stylish options for safety and comfort. Don't forget the high-tech Target Master and the noob just starting out would greatly enjoy the Mantis shooting system. The Man Caver and the Kid at Heart will love their unique gifts too. Can't decide? Get a gift card. Jim's Firearms at the corner of Sorrento and Blue Angel Parkway.
Let's get to the points. MasterCard reward points from Pinair Credit Union. Open a new account today and you can earn 20,000 free reward points in the first 90 days. Use those points for travel, merchandise, even cash back. And with no hidden fees and no balance transfer fees, Pinair's reward MasterCard fits you perfectly. Get started online at pinair.org/creditcards. Subject to credit approval, terms and conditions may apply. Offer available on new accounts only. See website for details.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Hey folks, this is Jimmy Patronis, Florida's Chief Financial Officer, wishing each of you a Merry Christmas. Now, I just received an amazing phone call a few weeks ago that I want to tell you about. President Trump called me and said, "Jimmy, I want you to run for Congress." Wow. Yes, the guy who just won a landslide victory defeating the crazy Democrats in Washington, the guy who just got shot, stood back up and said, "Fight, fight, fight." That guy. President Donald J. Trump told me to run for Congress. Well, my mama didn't raise a dummy, so my response to the president was a very simple, "Yes, sir." I will run, and we will enact President Trump's agenda. We will secure the border. We will get rid of the woke foolishness in Washington. It's an honor of a lifetime to have President Trump's endorsement. The president can count on me, and so can you. I'm Jimmy Patronis, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. I'd be honored to have your support. Paid for by Friends of Jimmy Patronis, Inc.
Local talk during your morning and afternoon drive. Local news every hour. On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3. I'm Rusty Branch sitting in for Andrew McKay, and that was Al Stout beatboxing, and John was doing the singing. It's amazing what goes on in this studio in the mornings. I am so impressed. But we were talking about the congressional race that's coming up. There's lots of names jumping in there. We talked about the Senate race and potentially who might, not race, but the appointment, who might the governor appoint. And you mentioned that Matt Gaetz, I think just yesterday, said that he might run for that seat. So I don't know if that means he's advocating for appointment, or is there going to be, you know, once the election happens for the seat, would he do that? I do know that the report on Matt Gaetz was just released, the House Committee Ethics Committee report. I don't know what all that says. I think Matt came out last week and said probably partied a little too much, drank a little too much. You know, back in the day, he's a different person now. I've known Matt for a long time, and he's always been good to the causes and concerns that I've had. I don't know. We'll have to read that and see what all is going on there. But in terms of who the governor might appoint, I think there are probably three leading candidates right now as we look at that. And, the first, I think, is the lieutenant governor, Janet Nunez. Yeah. I think she's done a great job, and she's been certainly a loyal supporter of the governor. And if the governor has the desire to run for this seat in 2 years, maybe he appoints someone who's not going to run, right, who's loyal to him. So that could be a possibility. Before we move to the next couple, let's get a quick check of the traffic on the fives. John?
No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. Just seeing some minor delays if you're heading from Pace into Pensacola, but nothing really to hinder your morning traffic. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Oh, thank you, John. And so we were talking about who might fill this Senate seat and what the governor might do. And the lieutenant governor being appointed, you know, it's a safe play potentially if he wants to run. Another play that some are saying is safe, but I think we both like it, is the attorney general, Ashley
right.
Moody.
Yep.
She seems to have been on the right side of a lot of things. She was also the Strawberry Festival queen back in the mid, late 80s, I think, which my Aunt Karen from Dover married my Uncle Jamie. She was also the Strawberry Queen, I think, in 83 or 84. And so I have great affinity and a remembrance of Christmas, since we spoke about that earlier, is that her mom and dad would always send up these pallets, a flat of strawberries around Christmas time.
Oh, that's very nice.
And so, that was always.
Were they like Lake City? Like
where Plant
were
City.
Yeah, Plant City.
Yeah,
Plant
Dover
City, yes.
Is right outside of Plant City, and he had a big strawberry farm. Yeah. Probably had the inside track for the Queen because he was a big-time strawberry farmer. And that's in the real IPC, not the Irish Politicians Club, but Imperial Polk County. So Polk County down there, and that's where that's at. The third name that I've heard a lot, and I think this is interesting, is Casey DeSantis.
Oh, that would be interesting.
So the governor might appoint his wife, and I've heard her speak multiple times. I've been on some calls with her, and she is a former news person, TV news in Jacksonville. I think that's how they met when he was there. And
all ladies.
All ladies.
All ladies, yeah.
Yeah, we don't want any more dudes up there. We got plenty of those.
Yeah, I'm not sure how I feel about that.
Well,
I the patriarchy.
The patriarchy's falling apart, man.
Yeah.
This thing ain't here anymore. But anyways, I think that could be an interesting appointment.
Hmm.
Again, if he wants to run, any of those can make sense if they don't want to rerun. Or
if he wants to run, his wife would be the safest pick of those.
Yeah.
If he wants to run for that office.
Well, it's interesting, though, if you look at polling for who should run for governor in 2026, I think she outpolls all other Republicans.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So there is a sense that you would keep the DeSantis, name running.
Yeah.
So there would be great name ID, but
she's got young children. She should stay home with her.
She does have young children.
She should be home with her kids.
Yeah. And so I'm not saying that. You said
that.
I would say that. Yeah.
I would say that.
Yes. Yeah. So but those are three names that have been floated out there.
There'll
maybe others. I don't know if the governor could appoint himself. Potentially to say he's
sure
going to resign.
Could. I'm sure he could.
You think so?
Oh yeah.
I don't know. I mean, can Trump pardon himself once he gets in office?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
He can do that. So he can do some preemptive pardons.
He could. He could. Yes.
Yeah. Could he
for any crime that
could he pardon us for anything
we
say on this radio show
yes.
today?
Yes.
Is that a real thing? Or
I don't
not?
Need a pardon. I would stand by and go to jail for anything that I have just said.
Anything you've just or might. I'm worried about what I might say after you leave. And so I think that's what he did with Hunter. He gave him. For the next, if he does any crimes in the future, right?
Right.
He's pardoned. Is that correct? Or
yes.
Anyways, I don't know. So I think those are some interesting names. It's an interesting time in Florida politics.
Right.
with the appointments. I mean, Florida seemed to all of a sudden, I wouldn't call President Trump Florida's first president. Right. But he lives here and
this is his state of residence.
State, right. Yeah. He like many other people has abandoned New York.
Yeah.
And I guess in this last minute we have here before the bottom of the hour, I should, because Trump probably moved here because of Southern hospitality, and I should apologize. I've gotten several texts, and I've been told that my coffee at Dunkin' Donuts will be spat in.
No, they won't, because they're from the South. They're not going to do that. New York.
They would do that. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that reminds me of a good joke about how Canadians and New Yorkers, they're the same, but they say things backwards.
Yeah.
Right? And so in Canada, they say things like, do you want to get lunch, eh? Right? And in New York, they say, hey, you want to get lunch?
It's a best,
is that not a good joke?
That's a good joke.
Well, that's Al Stout laughing at my marginal jokes. And I'm Rusty Branch sitting in for Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. And we're at the bottom of the hour news, so we'll see you on the other side.
I'm Chris Foster. President Biden says he condemns the murderers on federal death row, but is sparing most of their lives.
37 of the 40 prisoners on federal death row have had sentences commuted to life without the possibility of parole. President Biden says the clemency is consistent with his administration's moratorium on imposing federal executions in most cases. Guided by conscience, President Biden says he is more convinced than ever that we must stop the use of the death penalty at the federal level.
Fox's Jared Halpern in D.C. The man accused of murdering UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson is being arraigned today on New York state charges.
Charges filed by Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg's office against Luigi Mangione include first-degree murder in furtherance of terrorism. Mangione is also facing federal charges, including murder with the use of a firearm and stalking.
Fox's Tonya J. Powers. Mangione appeared in federal court this past Thursday. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. Right now, we've got a bit of a chilly morning, 38 degrees. The sun shining here in Pensacola today. An investigation ongoing after an officer-involved shooting over the weekend in Baldwin County. That happened on the Baldwin Beach Expressway on the median just north of Highway 90. No deputies were hurt. The victim has not yet been identified. We'll have more on this as we learn more. The Baldwin Sheriff's Office Major Crimes Unit is currently investigating that. A Pensacola man is facing multiple charges after a shooting on Friday. The Escambia Sheriff's Office says shots were fired on Truman Avenue and Warehouse Lane. That was about 10:30 Friday night. The Escambia Sheriff's Office says deputies located 28-year-old Thomas Gulley at the scene. A gunshot wound victim later came into Baptist Hospital. That person's injuries were described as not being life-threatening. Gulley remains in the Escambia County Jail on $317,500 bond. He's charged with multiple weapon and drug charges. Well, if you saw a bright fireball in the sky Saturday, you may be wondering what that was. Local astronomers say it was a decommissioned satellite that re-entered the Earth's atmosphere somewhere near New Orleans. The fireball was apparently visible to folks as far north as Missouri. Astronomers had been tracking the satellite. It was expected to come down in a three-hour window Saturday. It had been orbiting the Earth as space junk until it got low enough to re-enter the atmosphere and then burn up in the sky. Now, keep your eyes out as you finish up your last-minute Christmas shopping. There's a lot of Salvation Army red kettles around.
We have 27 kettle locations out in the Pensacola area, and that equivalents both Escambia and Santa Rosa County.
That is Salvation Army Captain Stephen Wild. As she tells News Radio, the goal this year is $155,000. They want to have that raised by Christmas Eve, which, of course, is tomorrow. The money will go to help families in financial crisis and several youth programs that benefit our area, such as sports and food programs. If you want to donate, of course, the red kettles are all around, or you can donate at the Salvation Army office in Pensacola. Well, a 7-year-old boy recovering from heart surgery after a drone at a holiday light show apparently fell from the sky and hit him in the chest. The boy's mother, Adriana Edgerton, talks about what happened.
Everyone's natural instinct was to like duck and scatter. And right when we knew it, like my daughter found my son on the floor, unconscious, blood coming out his face.
It happened Saturday in Orlando at the annual holiday drone show there. The FAA says the drones collided and fell into the crowd, injuring the boy. And it is 7:34, News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John.
No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10 and I-110 are looking good. Even Avalon Boulevard after that wreck earlier is cleared up, so we're in good shape there. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 weather.
We will have mostly sunny skies today with a high near 61 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 48. As we go into Tuesday, high near 65 degrees. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 53. For your Christmas Day forecast, 40% chance of rain with a high near 68 and a low near 59. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And it's chilly this morning. We've got 38 degrees and sunny in Pensacola, 40 in Gulf Breeze, 35 in Milton. Your next news at 8 o'clock. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Jennifer Scordo with Your Money Now. Playa Hotels and Hyatt said they're in exclusive talks for a merger. It's a move that would boost the larger hotel chain's presence in Jamaica, Mexico, and the Dominican Republic. The two have already worked together on a number of properties. All told, Playa Hotel owns or manages 24 resorts with over 8,000 rooms. According to MarketWatch, there are signs that the sales of Tesla Cybertrucks could be slowing. The futuristic vehicle debuted just over a year ago with a level of buzz the automotive industry has rarely seen. With its wild looks and extreme performance claims, it became the best-selling vehicle in America, priced over $100,000. However, a string of new reports says Tesla is struggling to sell more Cybertrucks. Netflix and FIFA have agreed to a U.S. broadcast deal for the 2027 and 2031 Women's World Cup. Futures are mixed. Friday, the Dow Industrials closed up 498. The NASDAQ was up 199. The S&P 500 up 63. That's your money now.
We're sharing more than ever before during the 2024 Subaru Share the Love event. Now through January 2nd, when you purchase or lease a new Subaru, Subaru will donate $250 to your choice of four nationally recognized charities: the ASPCA, Make-A-Wish, Meals on Wheels, or the National Park Foundation. Or choose our local charity, the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association, and Anderson Subaru will add an extra $250 to Subaru's donation. And for every routine Subaru vehicle service visit, Anderson Subaru will donate $5 more to the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association. So far, we've donated over $175,000 to help fight breast cancer in Pensacola. Get a great vehicle and support a great cause at the Subaru Share the Love event now through January 2nd. Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
$250 donation for new purchase or lease. Promotion ends January 2nd. See retailer or AndersonSubaru.com/share. For details.
You know, a lot of times when people have a special car, they think that it needs to go to the dealership to get serviced. You know, you've got a Porsche or a Mercedes or a BMW, a Genesis, a Volvo, an Audi, or a Lexus, and you think, oh man, I got to go to the dealership. I got to pay the higher price. If it's at a distance, I got to drive to it. I got to spend the gas and the time. No. You can go to Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway and on Highway 29. They work on these cars all the time. Same for your domestics. Okay, Chevy, Ford, whatever. You can take it to Bobby Likas. Your diesel engine? Yes. Your gas engine? Of course. Now, their philosophy is they want to see you for the little things. The preventative maintenance. The routine scheduled checkup. Like, you take your body to the doctor. Why? Because you want to have your body checked out. And your body is actually self-healing as a complex mechanical system. The car is not self-healing. Okay, but you want to take it to the Bobby Likas because they're going to look it over and find the problems before their problems. Like, that's the goal. Also, they do fleets. So if you have one car, fine. If you have a business where you have 20 cars, they can take care of you. Two locations on Davis Highway in the classic location and now on Highway 29 right across from the Walmart, Bobby Likas Auto Service.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for spring semester. Classes start January 10th. Go to PensacolaState.edu That's PensacolaState.edu to learn more.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Pensacola Bay Center's public ice skating sessions continue nightly, except Christmas night through the end of the year. For more information, see PensacolaBayCenter.com. Countdown to the new year with the Pensacola Symphony Orchestra. Enjoy a swinging evening of classic standards and a heartfelt tribute to some of America's finest music while ringing in 2025. See PensacolaSymphony.com. Submit your events at NewsRadio923.com.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more on News Radio Pensacola.
Welcome back to News Radio 92.3. I am Rusty Branch, filling in for Andrew McKay, and alongside me is Pastor Al Stout from Providence Church, but also twice retired, was in the Navy, has traveled around, and we've had a good morning just talking about politics.
Great. It's been great.
Good, yeah. Good. Well, look, hey, we started off talking about Christmas and fun things to do at Christmas and the things we remember, and, you know, it is those special occasions, those special events around Christmas that create the memories, especially for our kids. They grow up and they remember these things. And I know you guys have a very special event coming up at Providence Church. Right. And so why don't you share a little bit about lessons and carols?
Yeah. So just, John, I appreciate the music that you've played. Like 10% of it.
I know. I have a very limited selection of Christmas music.
Yes.
And normally I have like 3,000 songs to choose from, but I've got a very small.
I should have given you some psalms or something to put in there. So. We have Lessons and Carols, which is an old Anglican service where you have nine lessons, nine scripture readings, and nine carols that go along with that. And so we go from Advent to Christmas. It's at Christmas Eve at 6 p.m. at Providence Church. We meet at Trinitas Christian School. If you would like to come and visit us, if you can send us an email, you can find our on our website, providencepensacola.org. You can find our email address on the website. We would love to have you. It's a pretty full service. There'll be several hundred people there, so you need to come early if you want to get a seat, and then we'll have eggnog and wassail and cookies afterwards. It's it's a great time, and it's just traditional old Christian music. It's you're not going to hear much pentatonics or
Reliant K.
Or Reliant K, is that who that was?
Yeah, that was good stuff.
Reliant K, so.
Sorry for interrupting you.
Yeah.
You said you're going to have wassail?
Wassail, another English. No, not waffles. We're gonna have wassail, which is like a spiced apple cider. So hot drink, cold eggnog, hot drink. We won't have rum or bourbon in those drinks, so they'll be. Yeah. But
we should come
to my house afterwards.
We never had wassail in Grand Ridge, so
another English. It's another English thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Well, this will be. Would you call this a real reverent sort of high church service?
It is. It is. It is. It is pure scripture reading and singing. Mm-hmm. So that's all there is really through the whole thing. So it's a fantastic service. Yeah. It's one of my two favorites. We have a Good Friday service that we do also, which is also another just readings and singing. But this one's one of my favorites.
Yeah. And you know, this time of year, lots of churches, lots of different events, right? Offer different, but certainly, an opportunity like this is something that will be memorable, right?
Yes.
You know, to get together and to sing a few songs and then to be gone. I'm not saying there's anything against that, but this is something that really centers you.
Yes.
I've been to it before, right. And there's a lot of preparation and thought. As a matter of fact, Al will be leaving here. He won't be with us in the last hour because he's going to go and do some more preparation and some deep meditative stuff. That's the haircut, right. I think.
I do get a haircut.
Oh, is that?
Yes, I will get a haircut, yeah. But I will be working on my homily for the midst of that service. So,
Will you share it with your barber?
I will. He was a member of my church.
Oh, wow. There you go.
Yes.
Wow.
East Hill Barbershop. Shout out to East Hill Barbershop, Josh Leone.
Good job, your haircut.
Fantastic. You don't need him necessarily.
No, well.
But John doesn't need him either.
They're cutting to the quick. Yes. They're cutting us deep in here, John.
I know.
Well, since we're already bleeding, how's traffic going?
Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. No new accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 are actually looking good. Even no delays on 98 as you head east or westbound. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
Visit Prim and Proper in Gulf Breeze for custom engraving and unique gifts. Specializing in creating extraordinary keepsakes, their expert engravers bring your vision to life with elegant monograms, personalized messages, and logos. Whether it's custom drinkware, engraved glassware, or home decor, each piece is crafted with attention to detail for any occasion. Perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, or corporate gifts, Prim and Proper ensures your gift will leave a lasting impression. Stop by their Gulf Breeze location or visit them online at primandproper.com.
Are you a business owner? Do you love sports? I bet your audience does too. What if I told you we could help you reach your audience while they're at a sporting event? Let ADX Digital help you connect to your audience. Call 850-262-6000 and build a digital campaign with us today. ADX Digital is locally owned and part of the ADX Communications family, inclusive of Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, and Pensacola's Playlist 94.5.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Hi, this is David Wayne, and I just want to wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
From all of us to all of you, Merry Christmas.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child.
Well, welcome back to News Radio 92.3. I'm Rusty Branch filling in for Andrew McKay. And Al, you request better music and you get Stevie Nicks.
I do. Yes.
It's pretty good.
Who embodies Christmas, I think, as a person.
I don't know, Stevie.
No, she's a witch.
Oh, is she? Yeah. Wow.
Well, I don't know if she was.
It was.
That's
it?
Probably. I don't know that. I know that she gave off that vibe.
Oh,
she
nice. Gave off that vibe, very so. Cool. Yes. Well, let's go to, with that headline, yes. Let's go to our news headlines with David Wayne.
Well, Amazon workers today continuing their strike against the company.
All they care about is their bottom line. So, you know, they're worried about it costing them money. We're going to cost them money anyway.
That is worker James Sicardo. He and several delivery drivers and other workers walked off the job. They say the online retail giant has refused to come to the table with them. They say they want better working conditions and pay. Now, Amazon says less than 1% of their workforce is striking and it's not affecting their operations, which I can kind of confirm because I've had multiple packages delivered in the last few days. Senator Ben Cardin says the country needs tougher regulations on drone flying within its borders. On Fox News Sunday, he said he'd been informed that recent drone sightings are not a national security threat. Cardin maintains lack of regulation is a vulnerability that officials must ensure never becomes an actual national security threat. And, well, how about this one for you? Just days before Christmas, the house featured on Home Alone has some new owners. I guess that means Peter McAllister's checking into a hotel until he finds a new place.
Plaza Hotel reservations. May I help you?
How do you do? This is Peter McAllister, the father.
Yes, sir.
I'd like a hotel room, please.
Yes.
With an extra large bed, a TV, and one of those little refrigerators you have to open with a key.
Yes, sir. You'll need a major credit card upon check-in.
Credit card? You got it.
Now, as for the house, it's in the Chicago suburbs, five-bedroom, six-bathroom home, and it sold for just over $5 million. Of course, Home Alone featured exterior shots of this house, but their sets were actually built to clone the interior of it, so it's a match to what you saw on the movie.
Wow.
Wow. Do you have movies that you watch at Christmas? Do you have?
I really don't.
No?
No.
Yeah, we do.
What are they?
Muppet Christmas Carol.
Okay.
If
and this guy was talking about refined taste.
Yeah,
okay. All right. Yeah,
watch,
yeah. Yeah.
You should watch the Muppet Christmas.
It's good.
It's the best version of a Christmas Carol.
Yeah.
Better than the George C. Scott one for sure.
Hmm.
And Home Alone, and then we watched a movie last night with my grandkids called Klaus, which is a great. It's on Netflix, I think. So if you ever want to, Klaus.
Okay.
I think your kids would like it.
And you said it's on Amazon or Netflix?
I think it's Netflix.
Okay.
I think it's Netflix.
All right, I have both of those.
Okay.
So I can check it out.
Yes.
I will tell you what I've been watching lately is I've been binging on In the Heat of the Night.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
really?
I'm not sure how or why. But I can tell you this, I would not want to live in Sparta, Mississippi.
No.
No, not at all.
No, three episodes, Bubba killed five people.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, what's going on in this city when we have that much... Yeah. Law enforcement involved shooting going on. So, I mean, I know Chief Gillespie was a good man.
Yeah.
But that city was messed up.
Yeah. I broke down in Mississippi one time, and all my friends we were posting on Facebook at the time, telling people where we were at when we broke down. Me and my buddy Rob, and people would send us the crime statistics for where.
Oh, yes. Oh, nice.
There's some places in Mississippi that have a lot of crime.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, it's pretty wild. This may be indicative of being raised in the 80s.
Yeah.
Because when I'm watching it, I'm like, my gosh, they shoot somebody every episode, right?
Yeah.
And I mean, they're like full on drug dealers. This town's supposed to have like 2,000 people.
Right.
It's like Beulah or something, right? And so. All this is happening, and I'm thinking, when I was like 8 or 9, this is what I watched every night with my dad.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? And what were parents doing in the 80s?
Yeah. I don't know. My father-in-law was taking his daughter in the 70s and the 80s to Dirty Harry movies.
We watched In the Heat of the Night and Unsolved Mysteries.
Yes.
Right? So yes. Still to this day, I go to bed thinking I may wake up abducted.
Yes.
And never to be seen from again.
Yeah. When I was a child, I was a fan of the Night Stalker television show, if you remember that.
Yeah.
It was like the X-Files before the X-Files.
Well, we actually, my granddad, we live next door to him. He sold a piece of his property. I guess it was probably eminent domain for I-10 to come through.
Yeah.
So we literally lived right beside Interstate 10. Mm. And back in the day, just up from Grand Ridge, in between Grand Ridge and Sneeds, is a way station. My grandfather worked there, and I'd go and switch the light for him, and he'd come back and hand me over the fence to my dad when it was time for me to go to bed. So that's how close we were to the interstate,
wow.
Right? And so back then, you didn't have cell phones. And probably maybe once every 2 or 3 weeks, we'd have somebody knock on our door, broke down on the interstate.
Right.
Right.
I need to use your phone.
Yeah. Can I use your phone? My dad would let him in. And, yeah. And anyways, that combination, living next to the interstate, having your door knocked on randomly, and watching Unsolved Mystery made for a very bad childhood. Yeah. I'm just,
right.
Just going to be honest with you about that. It was very, very concerning. So, well, we're going to go to traffic on the fives about 45 seconds early.
But that's good, though.
Is that good? Because traffic, we need to know. We're trying to finish up our Christmas shopping.
That's right. Well, no delays to let you know about, nor accidents. I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly, even 98 and Highway 90 from Payson to Pensacola. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Yeah, you know a show's not going great when you're trying to fill it with a traffic report.
What are you talking about? The show has been fantastic.
It's been
great. This show's been great.
I'm just saying, I'm thinking about the next hour when you leave, yes, that I'm going to have to go to traffic and, you know, things are great today. Usually you can get a good 30 seconds of, right, there's a wreck on Brent and there's not a wreck on Brent right now. I'm already worried about what might happen here at the end. But Al, we've had a great time. This has been the fastest 3 hours that I've had in a while.
Yeah, this has been fantastic, Rusty. I don't know how long have we known each other? We have
probably almost 20 years now.
Yeah, 20 years.
Mm.
That's amazing.
Yep.
I have, like you said, in the last half hour, we have done Bible studies together. We've had breakfast together. And I told you we need to get the band back together. We had a group of guys that we used to hang out with all the time. And I would love to do that again. If you could just remember my phone number when you didn't. It was interesting when you asked me to come on today.
Mm-hmm.
I was your first choice after your first choice.
That's right.
Which I really appreciate.
Yeah. Yeah. I went straight to you.
Yeah. Yeah. After you, the guy that you really wanted to come on.
Yeah. I had a great co-host lined up. he bailed. Yes. And I had about five people that were going to call in, you know, an insider in Tallahassee. And he's like, I got some stuff going on.
I wasn't even your second choice?
No. They were going to just call in. Everybody
Phil
bailed, right?
Yeah.
And this was like Friday at 4:30 and... I kind of like you're prepping a day early for your big service. That's about what I do, right? I cram for it. I really appreciate you coming on. I've always respected you. And, those old days, it's funny. One of the guys I run with now, I run every morning. Didn't run this morning cause we had to be here at 5, but I'll run at lunch. We used to talk about, because we'd come to study, and you led us, right?
Yeah,
and
yeah,
we're not far in age, but you're a little older and wiser. And
my kids were older than your kids.
That's right, yeah. And so we would come to you for insight and information, and we'd always talk, well, what's it going to be like one day when we're that, right? You know, we're the guys that somebody's coming to for wisdom and knowledge. And here I am 20 years later, nobody's come to me.
I want that to happen. Y'all call Rusty, get advice. He's got it together now.
Yeah.
He didn't. 20 years ago, he did not have it together. He's got it together now.
So. Yeah. Well, I appreciate that endorsement. And, it's been good. We've talked about everything. We've covered from politics to who's going to be the U.S. Senator to how maybe some alien life form created the Yeti coffee cup. And so if you didn't get to hear that earlier in the show, I think there's a podcast that gets posted. I wouldn't listen to it. I'd listen to something else, but it's there. And so we were unsure how Yeti keeps a hot cup of coffee with an open hole on the top lid.
Right.
We know what Stanley was doing back in the day.
Right. They sealed everything up nice.
Everything
and tight.
Sealed. Yes. Yeah. Vacuum sealed, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that a term? Is that
I think
real?
It was. I think that was one of their selling points, was the vacuum sealed. So, yeah, right next to gravitational manipulation so that you could bring drones in and out of existence.
Yeah.
Is the Yeti coffee cup. I think those are the two.
Well, I'm wondering every time
we had a listener text in that said the Earth magnetic field interacts with the metal and keeps things warm or cold. Ponder that for a while.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Didn't think about that.
I haven't thought about that, but I did listen to NPR one time by accident, and they had a science show on. It was early on a Saturday morning, and this guy was talking about magnets. And he said, basically, when it comes down to it, the science of magnets is magic. We don't really know how that works.
Right.
So I don't know about this magnetic field and what's really going on there, but these are Andrew's listeners. Andrew's more intelligent. Yeah. And, you know, when we heard the Carl Gallup's ad, I thought, man, this is like old WEBY
That's
reunion
exactly
day,
right?
I had that the Dave Daughtry, you were there. He used to be a big host. I used to be a big call-in guy.
Right.
But I didn't call in to talk. I called in on the competitions. Remember when they would give
a free
away
turkey?
Yeah. Well, yes. They would give like a burrito at La Hacienda, right? Right. If you're the seventh caller.
Yeah.
And I can remember, because I must have been one of the few AM station listeners back in the day, because I would be like caller 1, 3, 5, and 7. And I'm thinking, like, who else is calling? So, well, Al, I love you, brother. It's been great.
Yeah.
And I know you got to go get that haircut.
Yeah. God bless you guys. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas. We'll be back after the break.